Welcome back to Infinite Love. I don't even know where to begin today. So much has transpired this week. So many beautiful things. Some absurd. And I say this because I'm looking out the window. And I told you I'm from the Midwest. And I told you that there are many seasons going on right now. But as I'm looking out the window, there is a beautiful red cardinal just staring back at me. This is just crazy. All of it. And to be honest, this wasn't even what I was going to talk about. About a few minutes earlier, as I was staring out the window, unbeknownst to me, I was not expecting there to be this crazy, wild snowstorm taking place. So that's what I was about to go talk about until I turned my head and staring right back at me was this beautiful red cardinal. And then I looked closer and it was a female and male. In the midst of the snowstorm, in the midst of me trying to figure out what in the what is going on with this weather. But that's not even the craziest part either. Obviously, I've become so present in the moment, which I love, right? I'm excited and thrilled. But there are moments sometimes that I'm too present. That sometimes things get overlooked. And that's okay because I always believe that everything happens for a purpose, a divine purpose. So Thursday was our parent-teacher conferences. Coming off of two days, my birthday was amazing. Everything was amazing. My staff were amazing. My students were amazing. The love from everybody, absolutely amazing. So Thursday was parent conferences. Long day, long night because we didn't get to start until 11. Which is great because then I get to sleep in. But me sleeping in is not what you think. So I'm up very early anyways. And it just kind of dragged for me because I felt antsy. I'm like, what do I do with this extra time off? Knowing that I have to be at work at some point. But I end up getting to work early. And knowing that most likely there wouldn't be any parents that would come in. I did get one, so that was nice. But hung around until about 7 p.m. and went home. And after I got home, I wasn't really feeling 100%, which is fine. We had meetings all day the next day, so pretty easy day. So I'm finally home and I'm rested. And I get a memory pop up on my phone. And I'm looking, and it's the 21st. And I'm looking closer. I almost, passed it up, skipped down over it. And it was, congratulations on your one-year anniversary of your podcast. And I just sat there in awe. I was like, there's no way an entire year has gone by already that I've been doing this, that I've been sharing, that I've been speaking. And I almost missed that moment, which, I mean, it's okay if I do because you can celebrate every single day of your life. Just like I celebrate my birthday every day. I celebrate me. I celebrate others. So I was just sitting there in reflection like, how did a year go by? And then I giggled at myself because if you go back, and this is why I love posting, like even on TikTok, because it's a capsule, a time capsule, a vault. And it shows me where I was. It shows me my growth. It shows where my confidence lies. And even within the podcast, you can still see the healing that was taking place. It continues to. And I love every part of it. I'm grateful for such opportunities. For someone that never liked to publicly speak, it was the biggest fear of mine. I didn't like any of that spotlight attention. And now it just comes naturally. I enjoy it. I embrace it. And I don't care if I fumble through it. Because I love my flaws. And I love that I can always have these opportunities to come back to them and appreciate them even more. Whereas before, if you would have asked 3 years ago on this healing journey, did I accept any of my flaws? No, I ran from them. I cringed. I was uncomfortable. I made jokes through them. That was how I got through my insecurities, cracking jokes. And now I'm sitting here looking out a window at a snowstorm, which I know is not going to last. But you got to remember that at least a week ago, it was 70. And I know I've shared that, like, my sinuses and not feeling well. And I strongly, strongly know that I do not belong in the Midwest. I belong in an area where there's 1 to 2 climates. But I'm still grateful. I'm still grateful I'm here, so I cannot complain. But I was in awe because I turned my head to look out the window to see snow and what I think were like little hail pellets, only to see this bright red cardinal with his lovely spouse by his side. And the female cardinal is even more gorgeous because it's a very light, light, light red, almost like a gray red. Stunning. And I don't know, that was such a crazy, wonderful surprise. And now I'm here talking about God knows what, and I don't care. But I hope you're enjoying it, because this is me and this is where I'm at. I'm embracing the moments. And by doing so, it's not about the fact that I might miss out on a moment. It's just that I'm really enjoying the moments right here, right now. So even if I had missed my 1 year mark anniversary of podcasting, it's always going to be there because, like I said, it's in a vault. It's there on public display. It's there for everyone to see as well as me. And there's something about this year, and I know I shared that in my last episode, of being 44, of being more awoke to the world, to life, to all the signs, the synchronicities, the messages, to what's going on around us, to all the people that are in my life or out of my life, to the gratitude. And someone just asked me, what's reflection like for you? What does that really mean to you? It's like anything else. Reflection is a part of my daily ritual, routine. It's where I can self-evaluate and understand and appreciate all that has transpired within my life, whether it's that day, that moment, that week, that year, or years. It allows me to not forget who I am, who I was, and the importance of that, because the gratitude that comes with it is I was this person. I was this very wounded person for a reason. And I was allowed to transmute my own darkness into light. What a gift, what a blessing. I was no longer playing the victim. And I was no longer taking all the blame for what was going on or for what transpired in my life. I could take accountability for my parts, but I refuse to ever take accountability for how others treated me. You did that. That's yours. You won't ever get me twisted up to the point where you think I'm going to take full accountability. Or why am I looking at things a certain way now or feeling a certain way? You want me to change, but you won't change. And I find that very ironic. Because there are people that want you to do all the work while they skate by and not have to do anything. And yet they'll still find a way to point the finger at you as if you're the blame, because it hurts them too much to take accountability for what role they've played in your life too. And that's unfortunate, because that's where they will grow and heal. That's where life will evolve and change for them once they take that accountability. But let me make myself very clear. I will no longer take accountability for others in what they do. That's their choice, and that's theirs to take with them. I don't owe anyone an explanation. If I so choose to walk out of your life, there was a reason. I'm not just going to do those things to do them. So reflect. Reflect upon your life. Reflect upon who you are. And this is what I do every single day. To understand where I'm at in my life, who I'm surrounding myself with. And it doesn't mean that those same people can't come back into your life. But for me, I like balance. I like peace and I like harmony. I am filled with unconditional love. But I'm no longer going to do the 90% and you give 10. It's just not how friendships work. It's not how relationships work. It's not how connections work. You can't mask that you're doing the work and then not do it. You can't lie and spew and come out with all these videos or comments or conversations and not realize that your energy and your actions aren't there to match it up. Therefore, they're just words, and then words eventually vanish. People begin to see right through all that. No matter how you fix it up, how you dial it up, people start to see, especially people that start waking up. They begin to notice these things about the people around them. The lies, the pretending. You see so differently on your healing and spiritual journey. And it's not judgment. I get it. I get that people are on different journeys. And I get that you can freely choose to do the work or not. But it's my choice to freely choose to surround myself with that or not. And that goes both ways. So I just went off tangent a little bit because that really wasn't where I was supposed to go, but I'm always divinely led. It is a full moon and it's all about release. Release, release, release. Let go, let go, let go. So yes, this podcast episode will jump around. I cannot tell you why. I cannot explain my moves. But hopefully you follow along with it because the purpose of my episode, truly, is my last episode I talked about the celebration. Let's celebrate each other. And I love this because I put that out there on my birthday on my TikTok post. And I wanted people not to so much celebrate me or, you know, wish me happy birthday. I wanted to know how I could celebrate them. And I did this throughout the day and I loved it. And people posted, a lot of my friends shared. And I was beyond grateful because people were getting very vulnerable with me and opening up. And I love that because they feel safe and trusting within me. And I appreciate that. And I respect that. And I respect their space, their boundaries, and their vulnerability. And a lot of people shared, celebrate a new day. And I do this every single morning. So of course, I smiled, and, you know, and I did. I celebrated that day. Like any other day, I wake up and I'm grateful. I say my affirmations. I talk about my gratitude for the night, for the day. Even though the day hasn't even transpired yet, I'm still grateful. I put all that positivity out there. And then I say my prayers. And then I carry on with my day. So that was the easiest one for me to celebrate, was new beginnings. And then people were sharing, I got to sleep for more than 7 hours. And you know, my hands were in the air and I was like, yes, 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 because I get it. I miss those days. You know, those college, high school days where you slept 12 hours and you felt like a whole new soul. I'm lucky if I get 5 or 6 hours. And there are days, I know it happened this year, where my body said, hello, and I slept 14 hours one day. And it wasn't because I was sick. I just needed it, and I loved it. But now I get excited. I mean, if I get 7 hours, that's awesome. But I'm not upset if I don't, because I just trust in it all. I mean, there are times I wake up at 4 a.m., and I'm ready. I am ready to go, and I just know that it's my soul's purpose to be up. So I'll do a meditation and I'll get something else in. And there's always time to take a nap later. But my sleeping patterns are all over the place now. And that's A-okay with me. I've let it go. I've let go of that control of, I need to be asleep at this time. Or, why am I asleep so early tonight? I just go with it. Why fight it? Then there were posts about moving, getting up and moving, whether it was dancing, going for a walk, even though they said it was brutally cold out, they got outside and went for a walk, or they went to the woods and hugged a tree. You know, I support all of this and I celebrate it. I can't say enough, getting out in nature, hugging those trees. And I was one of those people that thought it was silly a long time ago. In fact, my nephews, when they were really, really little, they would walk down the street from my parents' house to my house. And I'd watch him because I'd meet him at the corner and I'd watch him. My one nephew would hug every single tree as he was walking the 8 houses to mine. And part of me was just, you know, giddy, laughing, like, oh boy, what's the world thinking of him right now? But the other part was that joy. That it was almost like a jealousy, like he found joy in that. And then years later, here I am, hugging every tree, talking to every tree, gifting trees, especially my favorite trees. So I celebrate it, and I have no shame in that. I only wish I would have done it sooner. But there's a rhyme and a reason, and I cannot fault myself for divine timing on my journey, right? Then someone shared that they were going through treatment, or their child was going through treatment, and all was looking upwards. And of course, I said a prayer, and I definitely celebrated such glorious news, as I can only imagine the struggles that they face and the worries and the setbacks. So I was definitely celebrating this glorious news. Then I was celebrating people sharing their sobriety. I loved it. You know, take each day for what it is and what it brings you. Don't look back. Just stay focused on today, and you've got this. And I am here 100% to celebrate you on your sobriety. I will be sober from alcohol this April for 2 years. A personal thing for me. I just wanted to break these habits that didn't serve me. And I watch others as they go through their struggles with alcoholism or drug abuse. And I just knew for myself, what does this do for me? Oh, it's something fun to do here and there. Okay. But it's not. So I was happy to hear that people were sharing that and that I got to celebrate them and that they were celebrating themselves, because they should celebrate themselves every single day. I just quit smoking. And yes, I was a smoker. And yes, I know. The judgment's already there. I have been smoking forever since I was very young. And this addiction was disgusting. In all my life, I wanted to quit, and I just couldn't. At least that's what I told myself. It was such an easy escape for the anxiety and the roller coasters I was going through. And it took me a while. Even on this healing journey, I wanted to quit. I just couldn't. It was like I couldn't take on everything at once. I was listening to my body, and I was listening to everything I was doing. And then I knew by the time of my birthday that it was time. I knew it was time. And so I did. So I'm only, 4 days of smoke-free. It's a struggle. Not every day is, or I shouldn't say not every day. Not every moment is. Like right now, I'm not even thinking about it. So that's great. But I go through these motions, but it's my own doing. So I have to be strong. And I know this is for a greater divine purpose, including my health. And there's no reason I need this. There's no reason I need to rely on this to escape, because I no longer run from my problems. I no longer run from me. And I am ready to embrace me. So I celebrate. I celebrate myself every single day, trying, putting forth that best foot, knowing that this is not an easy road, but it's something I chose, something I did to myself. It's my accountability. So in order to beat this stinking addiction of smoking, I have to put in the efforts. I have to go through the ups and the downs of the battles. But I celebrate. I celebrate each day, as it's just one day closer, one day further along on my journey of healing, of becoming healthier within mind, body, soul, spirit. So as I go on celebrating people, I had a friend tell me how I inspired her to start gardening. And it put the biggest smile on my face, because she's really enjoying it. And I know that she's going through her own healing journey right now. And I don't know the depths of it, and I'm not supposed to, and that's okay. But for her to share this with me, I'm honored and blessed and grateful to be an inspiration, but that's not even the focus. My focus is the celebration of her putting forth those steps for herself, knowing her worth and knowing that reconnecting and grounding within nature. So gardening for her is a huge blessing, a huge step. And I'll celebrate this every single day for her. I love it. I love that she feels inspired to do something for herself. And I hope that she continues to do this every single day, because it's about planting your seeds. And she's doing that for herself. I had a friend that asked me to celebrate everything that brings me joy. Well, here it is. The fact that she left me a message that I could celebrate her as well as my own joy. I celebrate this every single day, and I hope that other people can truly find a way to celebrate themselves and the things that bring them joy, because it's a whole different living experience. And I say this, and I'm probably saying it over and over, and I don't care, because it's the truth, it's my truth, that all those times I wasn't celebrating myself, rather living in the darkness, fearing and being discouraged, allowing myself to be discouraged by my own self, that everything wasn't going right, that nothing was aligning, that I had the worst luck in the world. That was all my doing. And to live that lifestyle for what seems like forever and a day, I didn't have to live that way. So I choose joy. I choose positivity. And yes, not every single day or every single moment is positive, but it doesn't mean I can't transmute those negative moments into positivity, because that's what I choose to do, because that's my gift. And I want to share that with others, because you too can do this if you allow yourself to. So here is to everyone out there, whether you're celebrating a safe space that you've found for you, your family, whether you're starting over, beginning a brand new day, whether you're celebrating God, universe, whomever you believe in, I celebrate all of you. I celebrate you in so many different ways. I celebrate you with love, with light, with kindness, with compassion, with forgiveness, with understanding, with joy, peace, and harmony, with balance and tranquility. I celebrate you because you are me, and I celebrate me because aren't we all worthy of this? Well, I told you this podcast would take you all over the place today, and it truly did. But it's all for a divine purpose. I go where I'm led, and this is where I was led. All because of the changes and transformations that were taking place around me that are out of my control. But yet I can still find the joy and the magic within them that brings me the answers I need, the clarity that allows me to see, and the love that allows me to feel beyond these walls, beyond this body. So I celebrate each and every one of you, and I hope that after listening, you're able to celebrate yourself in deep reflection, because you're worthy of it all. Have an amazing day.